You have until July. Hey, everybody, you're watching Bull Boom Bear Bust. It is March 4th, 2023. Back with another dose of economic reality. Yes, I'm bundled up. It's cold here in my neck of the woods here in California. What's the deadline? What's July? What's going on with that? Well, it's not me saying that. You know, I don't like to put timelines on things because I know how things can be manipulated and prolonged and as a lot of us here call it, kick the can down the road never seems to end, right? But things are changing. Every report, we see more layoffs. We see more signs of economic distress, consumers getting further and further behind, late payments increasing every time we look at them, right? So there are trends that we're watching, and it may seem monotonous. It may seem like it's the same thing over and over, but it's really bad news getting worse is what it is. So let's talk about who's making this projection of July crash. And this is Jim Rickards. And Jim Rickards, most of you probably know him. We've talked about him here many times. He is an author. He's an investor, an economist. He is on Wealthion, the channel there. Just type in Wealthion on YouTube there, and you'll find the interview. Jim Rickards, crash by mid-year. So that's beginning of July, right? After June is 6 months out of the year, mid-year. Now, what he's coming up with here, I had to watch the whole hour interview to finally see what his vision was or the reason. And it's consumer debt. Consumer debt. All of us know, including Jim knows, that this economy is driven by consumer spending. So the more people can spend, swipe credit cards, go into debt, then the longer this house of cards can remain upright. But it's not going to last forever. Now, what I mentioned earlier about the manipulation, yes, many things can be done to prolong this, and you may not see a crash in July. It may continue to be this slow motion collapse, is what we call it here. Or something could happen overnight. You could wake up and the markets are down, the banks are down, something snapped. If the Fed just takes their fingers off of the buttons, this whole house of cards comes down immediately. Are they going to let that happen? Of course not. No, they're going to bring it down slowly and controlled. And, you know, so that's what it's going to be unless something breaks. Now, what if something does happen? What if there is a an outage of a system, of a computer? Maybe the securities don't get bought in a timely manner. So then that starts the avalanche, right? So things can happen, even though we're in a digital world where things are manipulated and prices are changed by the push of buttons. Things can still happen. Things can go wrong. Things can go dark. There can be blackouts. There can be outages. There can be hacks. All kinds of things could happen. There could be wars. There could be wars. All you have to do is look back a few decades to see, even here in the United States, we're not immune to wars, attacks, and chaos. Look at New York City, 2001. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into more economic financial news. Now, a lot of people watching this economy just think and they say that we're just due, right? We're just due for a correction, right? The correction should have happened in 2020, remember. We've got to keep this in mind. 7.5 million people took advantage of mortgage forbearance. Otherwise, you would have witnessed a bigger housing collapse in 2020 than we saw in 2008. That's how big it was, right? 7.5 million people defaulting on loans at once. that's a recipe for collapse right there. Of course, that didn't happen, right? They had new laws passed, temporary emergency measures to keep people in their homes. And they could do something similar to automobiles. They could pass a law that says nobody can get their car taken. A lot of things can be done to keep this thing propped up. But it's not going to fix the problem, right? So there is ultimately going to be a day of reckoning. And it could get here very quickly, or it could play out over a number of months and even years. So I would rather see an immediate collapse. Let's get it done. Let's get it finished. And I always tell my wife, I'm like, okay, something's wrong. Tell me the bad news. What happened or what's going on? Tell me now. Don't make me wait. Something bad's going to happen. Let's get it done now. That's just me. Other people, they want to see more manipulation, more rescue programs. Let's play this out as long as possible. Not me. No, I want to see the collapse. Let's get it done and let's get moving. Let's get the new investment strategies going after we see some corrections in these markets. right? But no, this is not going to be that simple, right? So that's why we have to continue to keep an eye on these things, continue to keep you updated. Let's talk about a few different aspects of all the different various things that we'd like to look at, news, etc. Rising crime, more poverty, late payments. Rising crime, take a look at this out of Los Angeles. Los Angeles Police Union says officers should no longer respond to certain calls. LAPD grapples with understaffing and slow emergency response times. So basically, long story short, the police department there is telling people to protect yourself. Protect yourself because we may not respond. What if it's a domestic dispute in a certain part of town? They may not even show up. Interesting, right? LA elites, Los Angeles again here. LA elites spend $150,000 for protection dogs. Wow, you've got to be pretty well off to spend $150,000 on a protection dog or any dog. But that's supposedly their security, protection dogs, right? So these are LA elites. Obviously, they're very wealthy. Los Angeles's wealthiest residents are purchasing protection dogs that cost as much as a slightly used Mercedes G-Wagon over concerns of out-of-control violent crime and the growing homelessness crisis. Yes, more people, even multimillionaires, are looking out their window and seeing tents, seeing homeless. I showed you the end of my driveway in one video. Was it last summer, maybe, where there's mattresses and blankets and stuff under a tree at the end of my driveway where I've seen homeless people hanging out there. Now, they're not living there. There's no tents there, but they definitely have been hanging out there. And I have a long driveway, so you can't really see my house that good from the end of my driveway, so I'm not too concerned about it. But I do have to walk to the mailbox, and sometimes I might hear somebody over there in the trees. So I try not to go at night, and I tell my kids, you know, not to check the mail by themselves. Pretty strange, right? Can't even have the kids go check the mail, walk to the end of the driveway. That's what a lot of people are feeling here, especially in California, Los Angeles. You look out your window and see a homeless camp. Even though you're wealthy, you're rich. I'm not wealthy, but even the wealthy people, it's right up on their doorstep. Look at Venice Beach. There's tons of videos about Venice Beach and how ridiculous it is, all the tents up in LA there. But yeah, so that's just an example of what's going on here. Even the wealthy people are scared. There's more people getting stuff taken from them in broad daylight. I can show you videos that people are getting their stuff taken in the middle of the daytime. All right, but speaking of how quickly things can change, let's talk about the snow and the rain that we've gotten here in California. There's so much rain in February, more rain in that 1 month than we got in all of 2022. So things can change in the financial markets, in the economy, in the weather. This is crazy, right? And obviously, it's still chilly. I'm all bundled up here. But in the summer, it gets pretty hot. I remember when I first moved to California and I read about San Diego. It's the perfect weather. It's the best weather in the country. Well, it is. But after you get in about 10 to 12 miles from the coast, it can get very hot. After you get past some of the mountains and sort of inland a little bit in what's called the valley here, La Mesa, El Cajon, it gets pretty hot. It gets in the hundreds regularly during the summer, especially August and September. Those seem to be the hottest months here. But yeah, people, here's an article right here out of DNYUZ.com. Southern California snow has trapped people for days. And here's just another example of you need to be prepared for things to change, whether it's the weather, the economy, the financial system, anything. He was ready for a snowstorm that pounded the mountains. He thought he was ready. A general contractor has lived more than five decades in Lake Arrowhead. I've been up to Lake Arrowhead. A vacation hamlet. He had a backup generator and gas for his snowblower. He had enough food to hunker down with his family and change for his car tires. And yet, he said he found himself in kind of a struggle each day. Every time he cleared the snow from his driveway, it would just pile back up. So these people thought they were prepared, but they didn't have enough food put away. And basically, they're snowed in. And people here in California aren't used to a lot of snow. And this has been an amazing amount of snow and rain. Snow if you're up in the mountains, rain if you're not, for the most part. Actually, some cities even not in the mountains saw snow this year. Just really, really wacky and strange and unusual things happening here in California with the weather. But hey, I'll take a snowstorm and lots of rain over earthquake. Earthquake. Actually, I've lived out here for over 20 years now. I briefly moved to Tucson, Arizona, but for about a year and a half. Came back to California though, so over 20 years California. Only felt about three shakes, in over 20 years, just three tremors, shakes, whatever you want to call them. Very, very minor earthquake. Also a reminder, a couple reports ago, we talked about Ford Motor Company wants to install a system or features to make it easier to repossess a vehicle or to discourage people from becoming late on their payment. So what does Ford see coming, right? Obviously, Ford sees a lot of more repossessions, a lot of people falling further behind on their payments. And we look at the numbers here all the time, at least once or twice a month, sometimes more. We look at the numbers and people are getting further and further behind. More people 60 days late. It's up to about 6% now. Subprime loans are 6% of these people that are considered subprime are 60 plus days past due late on their car payment. So just as that news came out, we have this other story about Ford applying features to make it easier to repossess vehicles, tracking devices. They're going to shut down certain systems within the car if you're late on your loan. Crazy stuff like that, that I never thought I would see something like that, 10 years ago, but here it is. So Ford is obviously preparing for what looks like a tsunami of late payments on car loans, defaults. All right, let's talk about what's happened with the stock market. We actually had a pretty big week. Even Friday, yesterday closed out pretty strong. Dow Jones up 387, S&P 500 up 1.6% also. That was 1.7 for the Dow Jones, NASDAQ up 1.9. Very strong day. So the question here is, what changed? Remember, the couple weeks before that, we saw red days. We even saw the biggest drop, the biggest 1 week drop of the year. Just here recently, we saw the biggest 1 week drop in 2023. And it was because of inflation and what the Fed was signaling. The Fed now putting it out there that they're going to keep rates higher for longer because of prolonged inflation, or what they're calling sticky inflation. So why was the market up this week, right? So things continue to not make any sense. Things are completely detached from reality. If inflation was bad a couple weeks ago, why is it not bad now, right? So there's not enough good news to outweigh the bad news, but yet the markets are still going up. We'll see how it goes. I don't think it's going to meet the all-time highs again. In fact, it's still way down from the peak. It's down so much still from the peak. Check this article out. Fortune, the number of 401k and IRA millionaires, IRA individual retirement account, plummeted last year as retirement savings take a hit. So people that were millionaires on paper because their retirement accounts plunged by 30%. So that goes right along with the stock market being down. If you were in a money market, you wouldn't have lost any money. I missed some on the upside, but I didn't lose any on the downside. And I'm staying right now in a safe investment in a money market as far as my retirement account goes. U.S. households are now rent burdened for the first time ever, spending 30% of their income on rent. More people are paying more towards their monthly housing costs than ever. So we need a correction. We need deflation. We need a crash. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound like a fun thing, but it actually is a good thing, because when there is a crash, things actually become more affordable. But the problem is a lot of people lose their jobs. Also, with America being on the verge of default with the whole debt ceiling, are we going to default? Are we just going to raise the debt ceiling again? What about all these unfunded liabilities, $100+ million in unfunded liabilities? All these people expecting payouts and waiting for that check, if something does happen where we don't continue to go further in debt and borrow more money to meet these obligations, millions of people are going to be stuck and in big trouble, right? Not fun stuff to talk about, but this is the reality. We have to prepare for that. Believe me, often I think about no longer doing financial news and maybe do more just crazy stuff, just dance videos. Look at all these people doing dance videos. Was it TikTok and stuff? Start playing music back here. Maybe that would be more fun. But the people on the Titanic playing the music as the ship went down, do you want to be the band going down with the ship, having fun dancing, playing music? Or do you want to be prepared and navigate through this? Well, I'm going to do a little bit of both. Actually, as soon as this video is done, I'm going to go do some dancing. Just kidding. All right, everybody, we're going to wrap this one up here. Thank you for joining me here on this Saturday. Please give me a like, subscribe if you like what we talk about here. Help keep this channel alive. Thank you very much. Hope everyone's having a good weekend. We'll talk to you very, very soon. We may be back tomorrow, depending on how it goes around this household. If I have time, I'll jump out here and do an update and say hi. Bye, everybody. Big love. Peace.